We need guidance. We don't know which way to go. You're probably all facing something like that right now. You want a living guide? The power of the resurrection gives you that in this life.
Welcome to In Grace with Jim Scudder Jr. He is the senior pastor of Quentin Road Baptist Church in Lake Zurich, Illinois, and the president of Dayspring Bible College in Mundelein, Illinois.
Today on In Grace, we are going to be talking about the power of the resurrection of Jesus in our series, Will I Rise? And this is the conclusion of this series, as on Sunday we are coming to the beautiful day of Easter, the day that we remember the empty tomb, the resurrection, new life, and it's one of my favorite days of the year. Our church is almost bulging with people. I wish it was like this every Sunday because there are a number of people that go to church consistently every Christmas and Easter. And so we will take it. We'll take what we can get. And we're excited about the resurrection. So yesterday we were talking about the power of the resurrection, bringing forgiveness of sins and a home beyond and immortality. We're going to pick it up there, talking about 1 Corinthians 15:52, the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. The whole idea of the corruptible, which is our human body, made incorruptible, which is our glorified body. And then today I'm going to give you 7 more things that the power of the resurrection brings you. So if you've put your faith in Jesus Christ, you have the power of the resurrection, and sometimes we just need to know it in order to live it. And just before we get into today's message, let me remind you that we have a video series called Jesus Last Day, and this is a beautiful, very long video about the path of Jesus in Jerusalem on the final day of his life, from the upper room down to the Garden of Gethsemane. He's arrested, and we just follow that with a film crew in Jerusalem. And I would love to send that to you as a thank you for your gift of any amount to In Grace. So this is a wonderful video series to have around the Easter season especially. And I think this is something that you really need to have, or you need to have to give to people. It's a DVD and a digital download. Again, for your gift of any amount, to 1-800-78-GRACE or ingraceradio.com. Make sure you ask for the video, Jesus Last Day.
The dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. That is amazing. This thing that is so feared and misunderstood is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Remember the story I told about the dad and the boy that were driving along? The boy is very allergic to bees, and a bee comes into the window, is hovering around the boy's head. The boy's freaking out, not sure what to do. The dad looks over and grabs the bee right out of midair. You know what happens when you grab a bee. The dad squeezed it and let go. Well, the problem was that the bee didn't die. And the boy started getting all scared again and freaking out. The dad said, it's okay, it's okay. No, dad, the bee's still alive. No, and the dad opened his hand and showed the boy that the bee had stung him. In other words, that stinger was no longer in the bee. The dad had taken the sting out of that bee. And just like that, God has taken the sting of death for us, that we might be remade incorruptible. The glorified body, it's hard to imagine what that's going to be like, but I can't wait. And the older we get, the more excited we get about our new body. The power of the resurrection brings immortality. There's a famous clock in Strasbourg, at the Strasbourg Cathedral. And it was designed by a brilliant man, and the mechanisms were so intricate and so complex that No one else could figure it out except for the maker. Well, the problem is after the clock was installed in Strasbourg, the people didn't pay the guy. Well, all he did was he went up into that cathedral tower and he put his finger on a certain place in the mechanism in the springs and touched it, and the clock stopped working. And he left. And the town people weren't happy with him at all, because what good is a clock that doesn't work? So they brought in all these other people, artists and engineers and everyone, and they all looked at it and they're trying to figure it out, and nobody could figure it out what they needed to do to get this thing working again. So they paid the man. He came back in. He put his finger in that very same spot, and everything began to work again. You know what that reminds me of? The fact that we are living in a sin-cursed world and in sin-cursed bodies that are heading toward death. And we're excited if we make it to 80 and 90 or 100. I'm not sure if I'm excited to make it to 100, because I've seen the struggles that people go through when they get to 100. But either way, we're okay when someone lives to 80 or 90 or 100, but we're upset when they die at 40. I think we should be upset anytime anyone dies, because death is horrible. Death is horrible. But then you have the Creator that can touch and restore and remake the creation. And that's what's going to happen because of the resurrection of Jesus to all that have put their faith in him. He can restore you and your body and make you immortal. That's the power of the resurrection. Number four, the power of the resurrection brings not only eternal life, but abundant life in this life. In John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, to destroy. That's not what Jesus did. He came that we might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The life of the Christian, some people say, well, you know, God is just out to steal my fun, and I don't want to get saved, and I don't want to believe in Jesus, because then, what are we going to do? We're not going to be able to do anything fun anymore. You know what we do as Christians? The most fun we have, we all get together, we put our hands together, and we move our thumbs around each other. It's just awesome. You guys got to learn how to do this. We just sit around and we just twiddle our thumbs and we just have no fun. No, it's actually the opposite of that. The Christian life is the real life. It's the life that God designed us for. It's the life that brings fulfillment and joy and happiness. It's not some pill. It's not some drink that's going to bring us joy. It's our right relationship with our Creator and Him allowing us to live in a right relationship with those around us. That's real life, and that's real joy. That's the abundant life that Jesus wants to give you. He's not trying to take all the fun away. He's actually trying to give you what real fun is all about. Number five, the power of the resurrection brings great confidence. You know, the part of the proof of the resurrection I gave you was that the disciples were transformed from scared and ignorant to powerful and dynamic. Look at the verses here in Acts 4. We'll look at 33 and then we'll back up to 13. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. This is incredible. This is Acts 4. We're only talking about a few weeks, maybe a month since the resurrection itself. Before the resurrection, they ran away. They were scared. Peter denied the Lord three times. I mean, they weren't going to the tomb to see if he arose on the third day. They were huddled up and scared. What transformed them to be so powerful? The resurrection gave them confidence. And look at verse 13. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that these were the unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. See, they were with Jesus for 3 years, and what really changed them and transformed them and gave them great confidence was his resurrection. His resurrection can bring you that same confidence. You know, most people I find, even if they seem successful and, you know, like they've arrived, they're still very insecure. Most people are very insecure. Where will we ever get confidence? It can't be in ourselves because we really have nothing to be confident about. Our confidence has to come in the fact that we've been with Jesus and we've experienced him and we've seen the resurrection, and that's going to embolden us into very dynamic and amazing and confident people. As a matter of fact, look at the next thing. The power of the resurrection brings the right words. You know, very often, I'm not sure what to say. You say, now, wait a second. You're a preacher. You're standing up there. You're just talking, talking, talking. You seem so comfortable. I'm nervous every time I get up. The only reason I'm not nervous about preaching is because I have something to talk about. I have something that I can share with you with great confidence. And look at Acts 17, 18. This was Paul in Athens, okay? And remember, Greece was the center of philosophy. And certain philosophers, the Epicureans and the Stoics, the Epicureans were those that lived this philosophy of kind of live it up and sensualism and all of that. And then the Stoics were those that tried not to be swayed by the moment or by the desires or the fears, you know, Stoic people. So these were schools of philosophy that were in vogue in that day. And a lot of us are really nervous around people that seem really smart, okay? So some of them said, what will this babbler say? And some, he seemed to be a setter forth of strange gods because he, now this is what Paul did. In the face of this great wisdom of mankind, right? Philosophy. They had all figured out, you know, you have Socrates and others that were part of these things. In the face of that, what do you say? What did Paul say in the middle of these, you know, esteemed philosophers? He preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. I'm not sure what to say. My friend is Hindu, my friend is Muslim, my friend is atheist. Here's what you say. Jesus, the creator, the Son of God, lived a perfect life. He died and he rose again. That's it.
In honor of Christ's sacrifice and triumph, would you consider giving a gift this Easter? With any gift given to InGrace, you'll receive an emotional video series called Jesus' Last Day as a thank you. When your gift is $50 or more, you'll also receive a communion cup lovingly crafted from olive wood in Bethlehem. Let it serve as a reminder of the love Jesus poured out for us. And for those who can give $200 or more, we offer a glimpse of resurrection's glory, an original artwork canvas print capturing the moment Peter and John saw the empty tomb at sunrise in Israel. It's a symbol of hope rising from despair, a beacon of light in the darkness. Unite with InGrace in spreading the message of love and redemption. To make a difference, call 800-78-GRACE or visit ingraceradio.com. Together, let's transform lives with the power of the gospel.
Number 7, the power of the resurrection brings guidance. Man, I'm telling you, we need guidance. Do you want guidance? We're always coming to that fork in the road that Yogi Berra said, take it, right? When you come to the fork in the road, take it, he said. Well, that doesn't help. We need guidance. We don't know which way to go. You're probably all facing something like that right now. You want a living guide? The power of the resurrection gives you that in this life. Number 8, the power of the resurrection brings a solid foundation. It seems like everything that we try to do is failing or falling over and sinking. 1 Corinthians 3:11 tells us, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. There is a firm foundation to build on, your life on, your home on, your family on, and that is the resurrected Jesus. Number 9, the resurrection also gives you a person that can be sympathetic towards your plight, your needs. Ephesians 4:15 says, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched. In other words, you do have a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Why? Because he was human. The God-man, he lived a life. He knows everything that you're going through. You know, every problem in your life, Jesus knows what you're going through. He can help you. And that brings us to our final point. The power of the resurrection brings help. It brings mercy. It brings grace. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. In other words, when you pray, there is someone on the other end that will listen. Will I rise? You say, I want to rise. I want to rise. I want to have those 10 things that you talked about today from the Bible. I'll say this. Yes, you can rise as long as you have enough body to contain your soul. You say, what in the world are you talking about? Let me explain it this way. There was an officer that was from England, and he was going overseas to the United States to fight in the Battle of the Revolution. And he had a girlfriend, and they had just become engaged, and you know, they weren't happy about being separated, but he says, you know, I can't wait to get back. As soon as I get back, we're going to get married. And he ships off, gets into a ship, comes over to fight the Revolutionary War. He comes over here, and in a battle, he gets wounded so bad that his leg needs to be amputated. He writes to his fiance. He says, I have suffered a serious injury. I'm now maimed. I'm not going to hold you to our engagement because I don't want you to have to go through life with someone like me. She gets the note, and with tears in her eyes, she writes him a note. And she says this, I am willing to marry you if there's enough body left to contain your soul. Isn't that something? If there's enough body left to contain your soul. In other words, while you're alive, you have the opportunity to be saved from your sins, to be saved to heaven, to have these other things available to you in this life. But as soon as your soul leaves your body at death, you have no longer an opportunity to be saved, according to Scripture. So what are you going to do? It kind of leaves us at a crossroads. As long as you have enough body that contains your soul, you can be saved. So I would like to give an invitation to you today, really from God, and that is, get saved right now. You say, well, I'm not ready. I need to know more. Well, you know what? Ask God to show you. Go through the Scriptures. Talk to people about it. But don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Let's end by talking again about little Philip, the boy that we began talking about with Down syndrome, who died. But he had a faith, didn't he? He had a faith in an empty tomb. He changed a class of kids. And his story began and ended with an empty tomb. That empty tomb we found today brings great power. Power over death, power to live an abundant life, power to live an abundant, confident life, power to overcome anything, even death, even hell, even the devil himself. Have you received the power of the resurrection? If you have, this can be your saying, this can be your poem. No longer must the mourners weep, nor call departed Christians dead, for death is hallowed into sleep, and every grave becomes a bed. The power of the resurrection means that if I put my faith in him, I will rise. So will you put your faith in him and also rise? The Bible says that God loves you so much that he died for you. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, if you're in the world, you're included in that, that he gave his only begotten son. Now that's incredible, if you dwell on that, the love that God has for you, to give his only son for you. That whosoever, again, are you a whosoever? You are, you can, you're included. Whosoever believeth, what does that mean? Believe means to trust, right? To depend on. So whosoever believeth what? Believeth in going to church and being a good person, believeth in giving to charity and being a good person and being water baptized and being a good person. No, believeth in him. This is Jesus speaking of himself. How can you rise? Believe in him, should not perish, which is an eternal lake of fire called hell, but have everlasting life, a home beyond called heaven. You say, what? You're saying all I have to do is believe and I'm going to avoid hell and go to heaven? That's not really what I'm saying. That's what that's saying. And really, that's the only way it can be. We also like these verses. It's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. You know that word faith is the same Greek word as believe, just a different tense. Faith is the noun, believe is the verb, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. What's a gift? Salvation, eternal life. You say, well, how do I receive the gift? Well, if you work for a gift, it's not a gift. If you pay for a gift, it's not a gift. The only way to take a gift is just accept it. How do you receive the gift that is called eternal life? Through faith. What is faith? Same as believe. Trust, depend, not on yourself, not on a pastor, not on a priest, but on the person and work of Jesus. Believe in him, faith in him, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is available to anyone who will simply believe that Jesus died and rose again for you, paid your sin debt on a cross, accepting him as your only way to heaven. That's it. And if you put your faith in him, you will rise. Then all of us have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus did not have sin, but he was made sin for us. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus had no sin, we have sin. That sin separates us from God. We can't get rid of it. Therefore, God in his great love and mercy came, died in the person of Jesus. He rose again. Now, that is offered to you as a gift, his sacrifice. And if you'll trust in him, you'll have eternal life. That's it. And if you've trusted in him, you will rise. You will look forward to a wonderful, wonderful day in heaven, and we'll have a new body. And those things are so exciting to me. I hope they're exciting to you. He will help you through this life. He will give you the words to say. He'll give you confidence. You'll know which path to take because you're holding the hand of a living Savior.
I love the story of the resurrection of the risen Savior. And because he rose, I can as well. I will rise. And I will because I have put my faith, my trust, my dependence upon Jesus. I'm not depending on myself, my religion, my works, my priest, my pastor. I am putting my full trust in the person and work of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, who died for me and rose again. I trust in him, I believe in him, and I will rise. If you have any questions about that, please contact us, 1-800-78-GRACE, 1-800-78-GRACE, or you can go to our website, ingraceradio.com. And while you're at our website, check out the video. It's called Jesus' Last Day, where I take you from the upper room in Jerusalem all the way down to Gethsemane, to the place where Jesus was tried by Caiaphas, where he was brought the next morning to Pontius Pilate. I bring you all the way to Golgotha and the Garden Tomb. This is a powerful and meaningful video series. I would love to send it to you as my thank you for your gift of any amount. If you can only do $5, that's fine, $10, $20, whatever you can do, we will thank you by sending you Jesus' Last Day, either DVD or digital download. If you will give a gift of $50 or more, I'll give you the video and a beautiful olive wood communion cup. The olive wood is from Bethlehem. And then if your gift can be $200 or more, let me also send you a beautiful canvas print, 16 by 20 original artwork of the resurrection, the empty tomb, Peter and John running at sunrise.
In honor of Christ's sacrifice, would you consider giving a gift this Easter? When you give to In Grace, you'll receive our emotional video series, Jesus' Last Day. For $50 or more, you'll also receive an olive wood communion cup. and for those who can give $200 or more, receive an original canvas print capturing Peter and John at the empty tomb at sunrise in Israel. Call 800-78-GRACE or visit ingraceradio.com today. Thank you for joining us on In Grace Radio with Jim Scudder, Jr. In Grace is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Our goal is to share the light of Jesus to a darkening world, helping you find hope, gain purpose, and be a light. You can be that light today by joining our mission to spread the gospel around the world. Just call us, 800-78-GRACE, or go online, ingraceradio.com. You can also write to us at In Grace, P.O. Box 9, Lake Zurich, Illinois, 60047. Tune in tomorrow as we continue to explore God's Word and His world on In Grace Radio.